Hey, welcome to the Tactical 10 podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about how, of all things, the last thing I suspected, she needed me today. So here's the situation. Imagine you've lost everything and you're starting all over again, maybe in a foreign country, after a nasty divorce, or a major life event. How do people like us, who don't have a rich relative or someone to bail us out, how do we start a business that allows us to build our life from the ground up without having a ton of money? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Corey Edwards, and welcome to the Tactical 10 Podcast. So welcome back to the Tactical 10 Podcast. My name is Corey Edwards, and today I'm going to talk about a very special sale I had of a timeshare. And it's funny, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways and strange ways, and oftentimes we are brought together with other people and we may not know what purpose they are to serve in our life or we are to serve in their life. Today I had a couple from Canada and took them around on tour and, you know, worked with them trying to get them to buy a timeshare. And it wasn't until much, much later in the tour, actually during the closing process on the sale, because I got the sale, that I found out the true reason why we were brought together today. We had a great time. We built a lot of rapport. The couple was very much in love and, you know, very good people. They have three children, and she is currently pregnant with another child on the way. And, you know, just really enjoyed my time with them. They ended up buying, negotiated a fantastic price on the timeshare. And as we were getting down closer and closer to closing, we needed to get both of their IDs in order to do the closing on the deed for the timeshare. And the husband had his and his credit card, so I gave that to the manager, and the manager started processing that. But the wife needed to go back to their room in order to get her ID. So I took her back to the room, or back to her building, and then she went up to get her card, to get her ID card and her passport. And when she came back down, we had been talking on the way to the building about being parents and how she had her daughter was the oldest and his daughter was the middle child, and that they had one together. And we're now expecting their second together. But the wife made the comment. She said, you know, you've been married and had a stepdaughter and then have biological kids. She said, I'm having a lot of problems with my middle child, with my stepdaughter. And her mother had passed away from a heroin overdose. And the girl obviously struggled with that. She may have been using drugs while she was pregnant with the girl. And the wife basically asked me, she's like, how do you handle that? How do you handle when you have problems with a stepchild? And I told her, I said, you know, I've had two stepdaughters over my life. And I often thought how I was going to handle situations like that, how I was going to handle, you know, maybe they make a comment, you're not my dad, you can't tell me what to do, or whatever. And I told her that I had one moment when my first stepdaughter made that comment, you're not my dad. And her dad was actually not in her life. But I had raised her from age 2 until age 11. And this was probably around age 8 when she made that comment in a moment of frustration. And I looked at my stepdaughter and I said, you know what? I said, you're right. I'm not your dad. I'm not your biological dad. I said, but even better than that, I chose you. I picked you. I picked you for my team. I picked you for my family. And I chose to be your dad and to be there for you and to love you and provide for you and take care of you. I said, that means you're an extremely special little girl. I said, Brandon and Allie, my two biological children, they're stuck with me and I'm stuck with them. But I picked you. I chose to have you in my life. I chose to be there for you. I said, that makes you special. And it just took all the fight out of her. You know, what she wanted was to voice her frustration that her biological father was not in her life. And I basically just sucked that anger out of her and showed her that I do care about her. I might not be biologically tied to her, but that she's my child and I love her regardless. And the wife loved that. She loved that remark and talked about how she may have to use something like this because she truly did, or truly does, care about her stepdaughter. It's just trying to figure out how to patch up those wounds and the hurt of having lost her biological mother, and how to heal the family and get the family to be a single cohesive unit instead of feeling different and her feeling different. So, you know, in hindsight, when I look at that, that was probably the biggest reason why we were brought together today. It wasn't the timeshare, it wasn't the sales appointment, but for some reason, the universe or God or whatever you believe in brought us together so that I could have that moment with the wife and hopefully help her with a family issue that she was dealing with. So that's one of the great things about sales, and it's a great thing about being around people every day and interacting with people every day. You never know what somebody else is going through, what pain they might be feeling, what problems they might be dealing with. So never take it personally if people are rude to you or angry with you or whatever it may be. If you look at it through the lens that there is some purpose you were brought together, and you just have to find that purpose. It's a very, very rewarding feeling. It's an amazing feeling to help somebody out. So I hope you have a great day, and look at the people you interact with on a daily basis and see if there's something you can do to help somebody else. Find that true purpose, and whether it's a sales appointment or whatever meeting you may have, find that true purpose of why you were brought together today. Take care.